Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Living Unoffended, The Joy of Simple Peace in an Angry, Anxious World is a faith-based nonfiction book by Brant Hansen that addresses anger, offense, and anxiety in contemporary culture. It is best understood as a practical Christian guide rather than a theoretical treatise. The book uses short essays, humor, biblical reflection, and Hansen's signature illustrations to encourage readers to release resentment and choose forgiveness. Its purpose is not to deny wrongdoing or minimize conflict, but question the emotional habit of living defensively and to show how constant offense can drain attention, damage relationships, and intensify stress. The book sits within the broader genre of Christian living and spiritual formation, but it also overlaps with self-help writing because of its emphasis on habits, emotional resilience, and everyday application. Its central concern is how peace becomes possible when a person stops treating anger as a primary source of identity or control. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book treats offense as a learned pattern rather than an unavoidable response. A major idea in Living Unoffended is that anger often feels justified because it creates the illusion of control, moral clarity, and personal strength. Hansen challenges that instinct by treating offense as something people can repeatedly choose to carry, not simply something that happens to them. This matters because the book is not trying to suppress emotions in a simplistic way. It is trying to expose how chronic outrage becomes a habit of interpretation. When every disagreement is treated as a threat, the mind stays locked in defensive mode, and the person becomes easier to exhaust, manipulate, and isolate. Hansen's approach is practical because it reframes offense as a spiritual and psychological burden that can be examined, not merely endured. That reframing gives the reader a way to see anger less as proof of integrity and more as a pattern that needs interruption. The emphasis is on freedom through discernment, noticing when indignation is becoming a reflex rather than a wise response. Secondly, forgiveness is presented as release from bondage, not approval of harm. The book's treatment of forgiveness is one of its clearest distinctions from sentimental advice. Hansen does not suggest that forgiveness means calling wrongdoing acceptable, forgetting injury, or removing accountability. Instead, he presents forgiveness as a way to stop letting another person's actions govern one's inner life. That distinction is important because many readers resist forgiveness when they think it requires moral compromise. Living Unoffended argues the opposite. Forgiveness can be a morally serious response precisely because it refuses to keep resentment alive. In this view, holding on to anger does not protect dignity. It often deepens pain and keeps the offended person emotionally tied to the offense. The book repeatedly connects forgiveness with liberation, showing that it is less about excusing the past than about refusing to remain imprisoned by it. This makes the theme both theological and practical. It gives readers a concrete framework for dealing with injury without turning pain into a permanent identity or a lifelong source of retaliation. Thirdly, humor and short-form writing make a difficult moral message accessible. Living Unoffended uses a structure that is intentionally brief, conversational, and visually engaging. The book combines compact essays, playful illustrations, and a tone that is more disarming than solemn. That format is not accidental. It supports the message by making self-examination feel approachable rather than punitive. A topic like anger can easily become defensive if presented in a heavy-handed way, but Hansen's style lowers resistance and invites reflection. The short-form design also matches the way many readers actually consume ideas today, which makes the book more usable as a daily or occasional guide. Instead of building a single long argument, it offers repeated angles on the same core question: what happens when a person stops insisting on the right to be offended? This structure helps the book function as an action guide rather than a one-time read. The result is a mix of accessibility and conviction, where humor does not weaken the moral point, but makes it more likely to be received honestly. Fourthly, the book places personal peace inside a wider culture of outrage and anxiety. Hansen's argument is not only about private emotions. It is about the atmosphere people live in. Living Unoffended repeatedly frames anger as culturally reinforced, especially through media, social interaction, and constant exposure to conflict. That larger context matters because the book sees offense as contagious. When public life rewards outrage, people begin to believe that suspicion and hostility are normal forms of awareness. Hansen pushes back by suggesting that the cost of this environment is not just political polarization, but emotional depletion, relational breakdown, and heightened stress. The book therefore reads like a response to both inner turmoil and social fragmentation. Its practical value lies in showing that peace is not merely a mood, but a way of resisting the culture's incentives. This makes the book especially relevant for readers who feel trapped between moral concern and emotional exhaustion. Rather than asking people to become indifferent, it asks them to become less reactive, more stable, and less dependent on outrage as a source of meaning or belonging. Lastly, The book connects spiritual formation with emotional health and daily habits. Another important dimension of living unoffended is its insistence that peace is formed through repeated practices, not by insight alone. Henson links a Christian understanding of forgiveness with concrete emotional outcomes, such as reduced stress, stronger relationships, and greater resilience. This makes the book more than a set of abstract beliefs. It becomes a guide to how faith shapes everyday reactions. The emphasis on daily discipline is significant because it recognizes that anger is often sustained by habit, not just conviction. Readers are encouraged to think about how they respond in ordinary moments, how quickly they escalate, how they narrate conflict, and how often they rehearse grievances. By focusing on these patterns, the book treats spiritual maturity as something embodied and observable. It also bridges the gap between religious language and practical self-management. That combination is part of what distinguishes the book in its category. It is not only saying that forgiveness is spiritually good, it is arguing that forgiveness changes the whole emotional ecology of a life, which makes peace both a moral and lived reality. In conclusion, Living Unoffended will appeal most strongly to readers who want a Christian perspective on anger, anxiety, and forgiveness that is practical rather than abstract. It is especially relevant for people who feel worn down by social division, online outrage, or persistent resentment, and for readers who want spiritual language that connects directly to habits, relationships, and emotional health. The book also suits those who appreciate concise nonfiction, since its short essays and illustrated format make it easy to engage in small portions rather than as a dense theological study. What sets it apart from many books in the same space is its tone. It is serious about forgiveness, but it avoids heaviness through humor and conversational clarity. It also stands out because it does not frame unoffended living as passivity or denial. Instead, it presents peace as a disciplined refusal to let offense become identity. For readers looking for a faith-based guide that combines biblical insight, cultural critique, and practical emotional wisdom, this book offers a distinct and usable approach. If you would like to support Brant Hansen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.